Ready?
Go. Hey, everyone. It's Heather Whaley.
Hey, Frank Whaley, the bodega on the side.
And today will be Friday, February 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2022.
So many people have, a lot of people, popular music people have a made-up name, you know? And I feel like I should...
Like Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, thanks, Boomer. Snoop Dogg. No, I'm talking about, Doja Cat, or Cardi B, or I'm talking about, Lil Yachty, or, you know, Lil G's, or Lil Cheese Puff. It's funny because that's something that's just beyond me. Like, people, they don't, you know, Kid Cudi, you know?
Isn't it Kid Cutie?
C-U-D-I, Cudi. Cudi's something you get in your hair. Kid Cudi.
You get it in your hair?
Don't you know what a cootie is?
No.
You never heard the term cooties? You're going to get cooties?
Yeah, but I didn't know it was something you get in your hair.
What do you think you get a cootie?
What? Oh, my God. Tell me what you think a cootie is.
Like a bug. It's like I would think a cootie is like a lice type insect.
I thought it was just like a pretend thing that it was like, ew, you got cooties because someone touched you.
You're all over the place today.
I'm all over the place.
Anyway, I wish that I was born a little bit later so I could do that, because I might consider Kid Bodega or the Bodega, or I would probably, I don't know, I would go with something, maybe Lil Fella.
No, I don't think you'd want to be Lil Fella.
Lil Steam Engine that could,
oh,
something like
God.
That. I don't know what I would go with, but I would definitely come up with something cool, and that would be my thing. And
what was the...
I'd put it, like, you know, when people put that on the bottom of their headshot, I'd put, like, Lil Rollo on the bottom. Lil Rollo. And then the people, the showbiz commission would look at that and say, this guy, look at him. He's got an interesting look. And he goes by Lil Rollo. Let's get him in here. Right? I don't know, Heather. I'm just talking.
I think it's Kid Cudi.
Well, that's what I just said, Cudi.
No, not Cudi.
I said Cudi originally.
Cudi.
Yeah. And then you said cutie.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was trying to be cute. A cute spelling of the word cute.
No. He would go with C-U-T-I-E, Kid Cutie.
I wish that I was born later only because... there's some things, like, I can feel myself slipping into the part of my life where I don't understand how things work. Like, I was FaceTiming with my mom today, and she was trying to figure out something with her oven. And I said, well, take a picture of the model number and text it to me. And I had to walk her through how to take a picture of the model number and text it to me. And I can feel there are certain things where I'm at the point where she's at with trying to learn how to send a picture of a screenshot over text.
I think I know what I would go with. What name?
What?
Lil Problem.
So, Frank, do you want a letter?
Hello?
Yeah, do you want a letter?
Oh, I thought you left the room.
Oh, my God. Yes or no? I'm going to read it anyway. Dearest Whaley Family Hour. Dearest. That's nice, right?
Yes.
Love your podcast and the both of you. I discovered you guys while in the hospital after gallbladder surgery. So this person has spelled gallbladder.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I know how to spell gall.
Isn't gallbladder like an outpatient thing? Do you stay overnight if you have your gallbladder out?
I mean, I'm not gonna. I mean, is this a man or woman?
I would assume this person identifies as male.
Why would you assume that?
Because their name is Steven.
Oh, okay.
And I've never met a...
Right. Well, obviously, I mean, you don't have to...
Female-identifying person named Steven.
Right. Obviously. You don't have to assume that somebody's... I mean, their name's Steven.
Well, they didn't put their pronouns...
Anyway, gallbladder... I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say this guy's lying about having gallbladder. I mean, maybe...
Well, he spelled gallbladder.
But let me see if I know how to spell gall. Mm-hmm. Because when you said... It's funny, because when you said that, I thought... Gallbladder. I thought, I first of all, what is a gallbladder? Because you have a bladder. Do you have a bladder and a gallbladder?
Yeah.
So you have two bladders.
I don't know what a gallbladder does. I have no idea.
I imagine
nobody knows what the gallbladder does until you have to have your gallbladder surgery.
Okay. So I'm going to say gall is spelled... Okay, you need to look up on your phone so I can. You can tell me. You're going to quiz me on how to spell and if gallbladder is one or two words.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to say gallbladder is two words. It's spelled G A gallbladder. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
The gallbladder is a small pouch that sits just under the liver. That's a sentence. My dang gallbladder hurts.
Language of origin?
English, I would assume. I don't know.
That's not what a spelling bee person would say. I don't know. A spelling bee person would have that. But anyway, okay. Gallbladder.
Yeah?
The monitor at the spelling bee doesn't say, yeah, I don't know. They have information.
I don't have that information. There is no website that you can go to say, like, what would a person at the spelling bee say regarding a gallbladder?
Gallbladder. G A L L B.
But wait, hold on. You said space, right? You
yes,
think it's two words.
Two words. B L A D. D-E-R. Gallbladder.
Okay, well, you're correct.
So you're supposed to say ding, 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 ding?
No, but you're correct with the spelling, but it's one word. It's one word.
Well, it doesn't matter. I still win.
So listen to this. I didn't know this. The gallbladder stores bile produced by the liver. After meals, the gallbladder is empty and flat like a deflated balloon.
You just described my career.
Before a meal, the
contains bile.
The gallbladder may be full of bile and about the size of a small pear. So if you don't eat very much, you're walking around with a freaking pear of bile in your underneath your liver. That's gross. That makes you want to eat constantly.
Anyway, so what does this guy want from me? We're talking about his gallbladder. What is he saying, Stephen?
It helps digest fats. Oh. But your gallbladder is not essential.
Oh, okay.
If you take it out, no observable problems with health or digestion.
So this guy
Although
went in...
You might have a small risk of diarrhea and fat malabsorption.
I dated a woman in college named Fat Malabsorption. She was Greek.
Was that spelled with a P-H?
Fat malabsorption. P-H-A... No, F-A-T-M-A-L... I don't want to spell anymore.
Okay.
Go on. Just continue on with this, whatever this guy's saying.
So this person spelled gallbladder two words. And the first word, gall, they spelt it G-A-U-L.
No shit. Wow. I'm smarter than this person.
I mean, you had the freaking surgery. I presume they wrote something about it for you. They gave you something to read on it. And you spelled it G-A-U-L. I'm going to hope this person was drinking when they wrote this.
So this guy had his gallbladder perhaps removed, and he didn't even know how it was spelled. Anyway, continue. What does he want?
My question is this. Swing Kids is one of my favorite films of all time.
Idiot.
Is it one of your first roles? And second, how has the movie industry changed since your day? Oof. Since your day. God bless you both, Stephen, and he's from Shreveport, Louisiana. Oh, man, I'm sorry, Frank. It's not your day anymore, is it?
According to Stephen. I know why. I, I know why you chose. I know why you chose that letter to read, because you knew it would piss me off on several levels. But here's the thing. First of all, learn how to spell. Number one. Number two. Swing Kids, though it is the greatest movie Disney ever made about dancing Nazis. Stupid damn movie. Even though I'm good in it, I'm good in everything I do. Even the worst of material, I rise above. And that movie had Christian Bale in it, who's been nominated for several Academy Awards, and I was the best thing in that movie. Now, I'm not finished yet. What was the next part of the question?
Was it one of your first roles?
That really pisses me off right there. When people like from time to time, people say, "Was Pulp Fiction your first movie?" Well, first of all you got to do is put my name in the fucking Google box, and you can see everything about me. That's not a question you need to put into an email and send. Like, huh? I wonder if that was one of Frank Whaley's first movies, Swing Kids. Let me see. Oh no. You found out everything you need to know about a gallbladder in like one-third of a second.
Right.
So Stefan, I hate it when people put PH in their name when their name is Stefan or Stephen.
This is a PH. You would prefer Steven? I'm a PH. I like PH.
Yeah, but you don't know how to say it. Stefan.
If it's...
You've been saying Stephen.
I would say Stephen. If it was Stefan, I would do two Fs.
No,
Stefan.
That's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm not going to even answer. I'm not going to grace that question with an answer, Stefan, because you can look that up. No, and no, to answer your question, no, it wasn't one of my first roles, as you say. It was well into my acting career. I've did several roles, movies, TV, and everything else before that, and commercials. Been acting for a long time. All right. What was the other thing you wanted to know?
Oh, this is a tough one. How has the movie industry changed since your day?
Since my day?
Yeah.
Okay. He said since my day, since you, more, did he say my
your
day?
Your day.
Oh, my day, not his day.
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't know what his day
your
is.
Day.
His day could be
1950. No, he said since your day. Did I say my day? Your day.
He's wondering my day, not his own day.
Yes.
Right, so what's his day? Who knows? He could be, this guy could be 10, he could be 100. Who knows? Anyway, how has the business changed since my day? Well, the movie industry, is he saying? What's he saying?
The movie industry.
Okay, movie industry.
I mean, my God, there's a million ways.
Well, I entered into the movie industry in 1986. I first walked on, well, that's not true. I actually walked on to a, yeah, around 1986. My first movie was a movie called Ironweed with Jack Nicholson and Meryl Streep, set in the 1930s. And it was coincidentally shot in Albany, New York, on the very street that I lived on in college and hung out on in college. One of my scenes was shot on Lark Street in Albany. And so that was my first experience walking onto movie set. And I'll tell you how the one thing has changed is that you won't find guys like Jack Nicholson snorting cocaine openly on the movie set anymore.
He was snorting cocaine openly on a movie set?
Oh,
Frank,
yeah.
This is big news. Why are you saying this?
Why,
that's
told
gonna
you that
be like
before.
On TMZ.
No, man. Everybody knows Jack Nicholson snorted cocaine on movie sets. Everybody snorted cocaine on movie sets in the '80s. It was everywhere. And so that's the obvious
Meryl
way.
Meryl Streep, she was snorting cocaine. You said everyone.
I don't know about Meryl Streep because I didn't really come in contact with her. And
I don't
think
that Meryl Streep would be snorting cocaine.
Look, let me just say this. Let me just retract what I just said. I never saw Jack Nicholson snorting cocaine. I heard tell.
Okay.
Okay. So that's one way, Heather. But here's something interesting. This the thing about movie sets now is because I'm working on a movie set now. I'm currently working. And when I get onto a movie set now, like and I think about the old days, everybody is so uptight. Movie sets used to be like kind of debauched in so many different ways. People talking all kinds of shit, smoking cigarettes. Sexual harassment everywhere, right? All kinds of inappropriate stuff going on. And now it's movie sets are quiet, orderly, clean. Nobody's talking any kind of shit. And believe me, it's for the better. Right?
Right.
There's no political, there's no political incorrectness whatsoever on movie sets. I used to go on movie sets and I was like Hugh Hefner, man. I was like, hey, baby girl. Hey, dollface.
Oh my God.
What do you get for 2 cents around here, mama? That's the kind of shit I would talk. Anybody got a cigarette for me to smoke? And now?
You're like Jimmy Cagney.
And now, yeah. Hey, Swansea, come over here and rub my foot.
You ever hear the Green Onion Boys?
Hey, what are you looking at? What do you say? What do you know? Rubbing my forlorns.
What?
Yep. Those
my
are the kinds of things.
Forlorns?
Those are the kind of things I would say all over the place. And now I just say, thank you. Can I get you anything? If somebody said, can I get you anything? I'd say, you can give me everything. And now I just say, no, I'm fine. Thank you. And the other day I walked onto this. I had my first day of work on this new thing I'm working on over there in Long Island City at the
in beautiful Long Island City.
That's the name of that stage I'm working on. It was where I shot Luke Cage.
Steiner Studios?
Is that what it is? No, it's not Steiner. It's
I don't think anybody really cares the name of it, Frank.
And then they'll come and find me. Hey, Frank, it's Stephen. I spell gallbladder the way I want to. Pow pow shoots me. Anyway, here's a big difference, and this is something interesting. Walk on a set, and a young man comes over to me, and I get out of my car, and I'm waiting for somebody to show me where to go, because when you know actors are like, you know, they can't do anything without somebody bringing them to take. We'll have somebody take you, and they'll walk you to your COVID test, and then they'll walk you to your room, and then they'll walk you to the makeup room, and then they'll walk you to
and
the
then they'll
wardrobe room.
Tell you
room.
When to put on your clothes.
Yes, and then they'll extract your gallbladder. But this guy comes over to me and he says, "Hi, Frank, welcome. My name is so and so." I said, no, nice to meet you. He said, well, I'll take you for your COVID test now. I said, great, let's do that. And he turns to me and says, my pronouns are they, them, and yours?
Okay, well, let me tell you, can I correct you? You said a young man. You called this person a young man several times.
No, I said young person.
No, you didn't. You said young man. You should have said young person.
Check the tape. I said young person.
People are going to be rewinding right now. And I'm sorry, Frank, because I knew what story you were about to tell. And I heard you say young man.
Check
and
the
I
person. Thought, check the tape. I said person. Check
no,
the tape.
You didn't say person, but I'm glad that you recognized that you should have said person.
Anyway, he said to me.
No.
I mean, they said to me. Sorry, you're right. They said to me. But see, I didn't know his pronouns before, so I can say his. I'm talking in the past.
Okay, go on.
I'm going to refer to this guy after I tell the story.
No, Frank, you fucked it up. You messed it up.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Okay. They said to me, you're right. You're 100% right. See, this is what I learned.
But this is you learning. Yeah.
This is me.
This is new for you. You're a boomer.
This is me learning. It's going to be the name of, that's going to be the name of my book. This is me learning. My gravestone's going to be say, you know what my gravestone's going to say? This is me dead. Anyway, they said, what are your my pronouns are they, them. What are yours? And I said, I had to think for a second because I'd never been asked that question before. And you know what I said? My pronouns are car, truck, automobile.
Those aren't pronouns.
And I didn't say that.
Those aren't
nouns. If that's a disrespectful joke, yeah. I apologize. No, I said.
That's totally disrespectful.
I apologize. My pronouns are he, him. And I said, thank you for asking. Now go get me some coffee.
No.
They. No, I didn't say that. I said, thank you for asking. And but that's another way that movie sets have changed, that people are very respectful of one another and respectful of boundaries and respectful of others, you know, space and so forth. And
well, they
you know.
Have intimacy coordinators now.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you have to do a love scene, there has to be somebody who's actually like choreographing it.
Right.
So it's not like just some nasty dude rubbing up against you.
I wish we had somebody choreographing our love scenes here in our house, honey. I would love it. I would love it.
Anyway, I hope that answered Stephen's questions.
Little gallbladder out.
Now all I'm going to be thinking about is a nasty gallbladder full of bile waiting for your next meal.
I'm switching back to a little problem. I'm not going to go with little gallbladder.
I'm going to go with little globblubler.
Little globetrotter.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right, y'all.
And we love you.
Get to it.
We love you so much.
This is not very good podcast content.